History Con stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Well, yesterday afternoon, Governor Ned Lamont announced that the number of COVID-19 cases in Connecticut rose to 19,815. There were 1,331 deaths from complications related to the virus. In the northwest corner, locally, COVID cases as of 4 p.m. yesterday, none in Falls Village, one in Cornwall, six in Kent, New Milford 125, Norfolk 5, North Canaan 2, Salisbury 5, and Sharon 10. Moving over to Dutchess County as of 4 p.m. yesterday, active cases by municipality look like this: Amenia 11, Beacon City 107, Beekman 88, Clinton 16, Dover 37, East Fishkill 147, Fishkill 172, Fishkill Village less than 5, Hyde Park 82, LaGrange 106, Milan 9, Millbrook Village and Millerton Village and Northeast all less than 5, Pauling 24, Pauling Village less than 5, pending address confirmation 213, Pine Plains 12, Pleasant Valley 38, Poughkeepsie 240, Poughkeepsie City 225, Red Hook 18, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 40, Rhinebeck Village 11, Stanford 7, Tivoli Village less than 5, Unionvale 41, Wappinger 153, Wappingers Falls Village 41, and Washington 12. In Columbia County, as of 4 p.m. yesterday, they had their 12th community member pass away from COVID-19. 120 positive cases of COVID-19. 54 of the 120 cases have recovered from COVID-19. 9 of the positive cases are hospitalized. Three of those in ICU. They've received 912 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 118 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 14 under precautionary quarantine. There are 2 residents with suspected but not tested cases. No new coronavirus cases were reported yesterday for Berkshire County. And according to the State Department of Public Health, there were also no COVID-19-related deaths reported in the county. The number of cases in Berkshire County remains at 387. Statewide, there were 103 additional deaths, bringing the total since the pandemic began to 1,809. There were also 1,566 new cases for a total of 39,643. Inmates at Dutchess County Correctional Facilities now account for more than 30% of all coronavirus cases among the incarcerated individuals across the state. Roughly two-thirds of the positive cases are in the Hudson Valley, and Fishkill Correctional Facility in Beacon has more confirmed cases than any other prison, according to totals as of Sunday night, released by the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. Of the 211 positive cases for inmates in New York, 46 are at Fishkill. 10 of the inmates have recovered. Sing Sing Correctional and Ossining had 44 positive cases. However, it accounted for 3 of the 5 coronavirus-related deaths in New York. 14 patients have recovered at Sing Sing. A 60-year-old unidentified Connecticut man was airlifted to Albany Medical Center on Sunday after he was ejected from a motorcycle, according to Milan Assistant Fire Chief Jeffrey Gom, who said the man traveled about 20 feet down an embankment off the north shoulder of Route 199. The crash was east of Wilbur Flats Road in the town. The Milan Rescue Squad and Northern Dutchess paramedics treated him at the scene, where he was conscious. The unidentified man was first transported to Milan Town Hall, then airlifted to Albany Medical Center by LifeNet. State police are investigating the cause of that crash. In an effort to help alleviate the state's need for personal protective equipment, Connecticut's community colleges, including Housatonic, Naugatuck Valley, Tunksis, and Northwestern Connecticut, are using their advanced manufacturing technology centers, creating face shields for hospitals, nursing homes, and other medical operations. Northwest Connecticut Community College is holding their first virtual open house this week. The general session began Monday night with a welcome from the college president. Current students spoke about their experience, and college representatives discussed debt-free college program and financial aid. Students also had the chance to learn about student activities and Team Success Scholars Program. Each night this week, students can join in at 6 p.m. to connect with faculty as they discuss courses, programs, and studies. You can see the virtual open house week schedule or register for multiple sessions at nwcc.edu/open-house. More information, contact the admissions office at 860-738-6330.
Salisbury Board of Selectmen have a special meeting set for today at 2 o'clock. It's a Zoom meeting. You can join in. It's at 2 o'clock. Join the Zoom meeting at zoom.us/j/9381122. 3093. That is listed, by the way, on our coronavirus page. The meeting ID number is 938-1122-3093. You can dial by your location 1-646-558-8656. And the meeting ID number for that, 938-1122-3093. You can join the Movie House in Millerton tonight for Movie Club. It's a virtual Zoom gathering of friends and neighbors who share a love of film. Tonight at 5 p.m., Slay the Dragon, a virtual Zoom gathering of friends and neighbors with guest host Barbara Maltby. Now make sure you've watched the film before the meetup if you haven't already seen it. Tickets to stream the film are available at themoviehouse.net on the web. By the way, a portion of the proceeds go to benefit the Movie House. The Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection has announced the state boat launches are currently open. They manage 117 boat launches across the state on coastal and inland water bodies where users can launch with no fee. They'll continue to monitor the use of the launches and may adjust public access to those facilities if necessary in order to keep the safe of the public in mind. To that end, they've developed a suite of common sense practices and recommendations to help improve boater safety at the state boat launches and on the water as well. Parking in state boat launches is only for boating, fishing, or wildlife observation where permitted. Gatherings of people at the state boat launches must be limited to not more than 5 people. Guidance on maintaining 6-foot social distancing from others must be followed at all times. When possible, leave an empty parking space between your vehicle and others in the lot. Boaters should depart the ramp area as quickly as possible when launching or retrieving your boat. Boat occupants should be limited to cohabitating family members only and groups of no more than 5. If a boat launch appears to be crowded, consider visiting a different launch or returning for a different time or day. More than 18,000 Connecticut businesses obtained approvals for $4.1 billion from the U.S. Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. They're currently unable to accept new applications because the program ran out of money. Congress and the President are negotiating an agreement on another coronavirus aid package up to $450 billion, including $300 billion to replenish the SBA loan program. In Albany, the State Department of Health has started a large-scale antibody testing program to determine what percentage of the population has contracted the coronavirus as officials eye a plan to reopen the state's economy. A total of 3,000 people will be randomly selected for testing this week to determine if their bodies have built up an immunity to the deadly virus that has killed more than 13,000 New Yorkers since last month. The results, which are expected by week's end, will give the state its first true snapshot of how many have been infected as officials begin drafting a plan to restart the economy. Vassar and New York Stage Films Powerhouse Theater has canceled their 2020 season because of the coronavirus pandemic. The forum, held annually for decades on the campus of Vassar College, serves as something of an incubator for Broadway shows and attracts some of the biggest names in theater, television, and film. As a matter of fact, the smash hit Hamilton is among the shows that can be traced back to development at the Town of Poughkeepsie program. In Massachusetts, a range of workers previously ineligible for unemployment benefits can now seek state aid if they're unable to work because of the COVID-19 outbreak and its impacts on public life. The Baker administration announced yesterday that a site making jobless aid available to those who do not qualify for traditional or extended unemployment insurance, such as self-employed workers and independent contractors, is now live. Congress expanded the eligibility for unemployment benefits under the so-called CARES Act that President Donald Trump signed on March 27th. Benefits under the expanded eligibility program did not launch immediately because state officials needed time to develop a program to match that. The program, referred to as Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, is open to self-employed workers such as freelancers and independent contractors, those seeking part-time employment, those who don't have enough work history for standard benefits, or those who've been laid off from religious institutions. Applicants must provide self-certification to show that they are prevented from working due to COVID-19 or the business shutdowns the pandemic prompted. Anybody able to work remotely or who is receiving paid leave for the duration of customary work week will not qualify. PUA benefits may not exceed the maximum weekly benefit rate for regular employment in Massachusetts, which is $823. Also, weekly benefits will be retroactive to January 27th, the date which the individuals became unemployed, whichever is more recent. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them on Facebook and at interlaken.com, and by Salisbury Bank, Salisbury Bank. DowJonesIndustrialAverage.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 592.05 yesterday to 23,650.44. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8560.73 and the S&P 500 at 2823.16. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.